Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound with me, Shane. We have Louise, we have Tessie, who's a dog, and we're joined once again by Mother Pounder, Lisa.
Look at Tessie.
So what are we talking about on this week's episode?
Are we talking about films and films that we like, films that we should like and but don't? Films that we've tried to watch and then films that we remember being better from childhood and then have watched them in adulthood that are not very good.
Okay.
So films.
Films. I'll start with one. One that we had to watch, well, not had to watch, but we watched loads as a kid was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
We used to
watch that now.
Do you?
Yes.
Dad has a fear of the child catcher.
I'm not surprised.
This day.
I am
like,
not
children, lollipops, children.
I don't think I've seen definitely bits of it, and I'm sure I've seen it in childhood, but because I think of the child catch, I don't think I'd watch it in adulthood. I just think it'd be too bizarre.
I don't think I'd watch it in adulthood, because I think my memories of it as a kid was, it's a really long film, but I don't know if it is, because in my head it's split into two, like the bit before the pirate ship turns up, and like the sea comes in,
yeah.
And the bit after that. In my head, as a kid, that was really long, but I don't think it is, actually.
But it seems like Pinocchio. I won't watch that, because that's just all bizarre.
Have you seen?
All just, like, really, really, really strange.
Well, have you seen the remake of it with Tom Hanks as Geppetto?
No.
Well, I thought the ending was really weird.
What happens?
Need to sit and watch. So, you know, with the original cartoon, Geppetto gets eaten by the whale... And then
I don't remember.
Pinocchio
I just
goes
remember
and rescues
the bit
him.
When he was.
And then they like set a fire in the whale, and then the whale sneezes, and
no,
they get out, and then Pinocchio looks like he's dead, and then the good fairy comes and makes him into a real boy.
Aww.
In the cartoon. Well, the ending of the live action one, I sat and watched it and thought. I remember when I watched it, I had COVID once. The first time I had COVID, and I sat stuck in the COVID once. And I sat and watched, and I thought, Disney a bit fucked up here. Because everything was the same up to the point with the whale. And then they ended up in the cave. And then it, like, he turns into a real boy, but I think everyone actually died.
Oh.
Because they follow the blue fairy's light into the cave, almost like following the light going into heaven.
Oh.
I was like, that's a bit warped.
Oh.
Please correct us. Like, that was my interpretation of it, and I never really looked it up.
I've not seen it.
You need to watch the live action one.
Okay.
Because
but it always freaked me out though.
Which bit?
But maybe it was the fable. Maybe I also watch or read the original fable
as to what
happened. Because they've all got life messages in them, haven't they?
Well,
they're all a little bit
that the
up.
Original one, the island that Pinocchio goes to is supposed to be like Epstein's Island, isn't it?
I did not know that.
Yes, where they take all the boys and all the boys have to become like that. They turn into donkeys in the story, don't they? They turn into arses, which they actually say in a kid's film, which I think is a bit strange. But yeah, there's a parallelness to the story where these boys are being sold.
Well, it didn't get even weirder then. But I was watching, we've talked about this before, I'm sure. I watched Interstellar for the first time.
Yeah.
Only a couple of weeks ago. This follows on from our conversation about delayed gratification, doesn't it? And watching films and then having to stop it, do something else because you don't want it to finish. Interstellar probably lasted 12 hours because I was enjoying
really?
It so much. Yeah, I can make a film.
I can't. I have to sit. I'm the complete opposite of you. I have to sit and watch it. But we have had a load of Pounders say that they are... Hang on, let me get my phone and I'll read some.
No, Interstellar. Apart from one bit, I really, really liked it. So after Interstellar, I decided to watch some other classic films.
Let's go back to what he said. So there was a few people saying, that's me. Mellow Tronky, whoever Mellow Tronky is, were like, that's exactly me, what you do. Someone else, the British Academy, whoever they are, said they do it every time. Which I thought, I didn't realise how frequent it was. Joe Palmer said, it's like a reward.
Yes! I really get that. I really, really get that. If you do your washing, hang it up, take it out of the basket, put it on hangers.
I get it. I get it, but I can't. Like I said, like I'll sometimes pause it to see how long I've got left, but I don't really want to wait till, like, I just want to know. Oh, I want to know the story.
No, no, no. She's absolutely, he, she, they are absolutely right.
Someone said that they did it with Peaky Blinders and they've left the last two episodes because they don't want it to end.
Wow.
And then someone else, Steve, with lots of E's, says, sounds crazy, but when there's three series where I haven't watched the last season in over 3 years because I don't want to accept that it's ended.
No, I get that as well. I absolutely get it. But then sometimes I'm the opposite way around, whereby I have to know that a series has finished before I can watch it. I need to know there's an end point. I cannot invest like I did in Lost.
But do you find, though, like in between series, you've forgotten what's happened?
Yeah, totally.
Which I get, like when you watch all of Game of Thrones,
Yep. You
need to sit and watch all of Game of Thrones before the next series. Yep. So every time there was a new series, me and Andy binge watched.
Did you?
Again.
See, occasionally if I'm actually watching telly as opposed, like live telly, and I see Game of Thrones on, like I'll occasionally watch an episode completely out of...
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and sometimes you can remember what's going on. Other times I'm like, what is this? What is going on? I must have seen this at least a couple of times, but...
I'm like that with The X-Files. I would say The X-Files is my all-time favourite TV show.
Really?
And I will often go back and watch what they call the mythology episodes, the alien episodes. But then recently I've started from series one. And I know I've seen that. Do you mean I've watched that like over and over? I sat there watching the first series like, I don't remember this.
Yeah, but isn't it brilliant when you've done that and you haven't watched a film for a long time and you cannot remember what happens?
And I know that you don't like The Lord of the Rings, but Peter Jackson said, the director, he said, don't you wish sometimes that you could erase your memory of watching something and then watch it fresh and be like, I would love to do it with Game of Thrones. You know the Battle of Winterfell where Arya comes in?
Yes.
I wish I had recorded my reaction.
Because the first time I ever saw that, and it made such sense of so much, like the black of the house of black and white and all of that and the whole blind episode.
Even back to like the second series where she meets Melisandre and she says to her about the blue eyes.
Yep.
I was waiting for that for ages and ages. But people didn't like that, did they?
No.
I thought it was perfect.
I thought it was one of the best things.
But I wish I could go back, erase my memory, and rewatch that.
But I do like watching a film that I've really liked again and not like 3 or 4 years down the line, watching it again. Oh, look at Tess, who's all called up a wiggle ball. What's the matter? You didn't even have a big walkie this morning, you know, I shouldn't be tired. You just want cuddly buddlies. You just want cuddle buddles.
Oh, I'm like that. I like to sit and rewatch something that I haven't seen in a while.
I thought you meant you would like this, like the dog. I'm just going to set him in his throat.
But another
not
film.
Not Tom Minnie.
Another film that we used to watch loads as a kid was Mary Poppins.
Ah, oh, Mary Poppins, a lovely film.
Loved Mary Poppins. And that, again, in my head as a child, was a really long film.
There's bits where I think they shouldn't have bothered with Mary Poppins,
like what?
Controversially.
Like which bits?
Like the cartoon bit.
No, that's like... No, but I think they needed
very long,
that.
They needed a bit of it, but not all of it.
Oh, no, I think that's quite... I like that bit.
Have you watched the new one? Is it called Mr. Banks or Mrs. Banks?
You getting muddled up? Which one? Good. There's two, isn't there? There's... Miss Mary Poppins Returns or something.
No, not that.
And Saving Mr. Banks.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Because that's like about Walt Disney and how Mr. Banks, the Mary Poppins story saved Walt Disney, isn't it?
Yes.
Essentially.
I don't know then. Yeah. No, because I'm thinking of...
Not the one with Emily Blunt in as Mary Poppins. That's Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, I'm thinking of that then. But yeah, Saving Mr. Banks is a good film as well.
Yeah.
Has that got Tom Hanks in it?
Yes, he plays
Walt Disney. I was going to say, if
Walt
it doesn't,
Disney.
It should do. Yes.
Yes,
it has. Yes, it has. That's a really good film as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am thinking about Emily Blunt, the Mary Poppins film.
Yeah, she played Mary Poppins in the...
Yeah, I didn't mind that.
No, I quite like that one.
Yeah.
It's like...
No cartoons.
Was there not?
No penguins.
Was there not?
No, there probably was, but it wasn't quite as... It was more live action.
But it wasn't like a proper sequel, was it? It was like with the kids' kids, wasn't it?
But yeah, Mr. Banks was in trouble with the bank, I think, wasn't he? And they were about to lose the house.
Something like
and
that.
And then Mary Poppins had to come back. Yeah, I've only seen it once. It was good, though.
Do you know what I do like sequel-wise, is which were like years and years and years apart? Hocus Pocus.
I've never seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you seen the second one?
Yes.
I thought it was brilliant.
The first one, the second one.
Both.
Was it Witches?
Yeah, with the Sanderson sisters. With Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker and...
Okay.
What's the other one? Kathy Najimy?
The third Hocus Pocus.
No, there's only two.
I know, the third witch.
Yeah, I can't remember that. But yeah, I remember as a kid it was like scary, the first one. But then the second one was, I thought, if you'd seen the first one, there's so many like little Easter eggs.
I think I was on about it. I think Alice was on about it.
So which films do you like that aren't supposed to be liked?
Which aren't supposed to be liked? Oh, now, this is I've never found this film again, and it's not on any of my streaming things. You've got an app, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's rubbish, but it's brilliant at the same time. It's got Sarah Michelle Gellar in, and she's a chef.
Right.
And then she falls in love, and there's like a crab, and she just makes us things with love, and then she falls in. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I don't even know what it's called. But you can't get it anywhere, probably because it got absolutely panned. And I was going through a breakup.
Again?
Like, I know. But like a really, really awful one where it shouldn't have ever happened. It was awful. And I had to move out of our house and had to rent a house. And it was just really depressing time. And I used to watch this film like over and over again. And I can't remember what it's called. But it's about Sarah Michelle Gellar, who's like a cook.
I don't think I've seen that one.
And she falls in love, and it's really, really good. I really like it.
Oh,
but, like, no streaming service likes it. Nobody else likes it.
And you've not found it since?
I think I found maybe a DVD copy on eBay, but I haven't got a DVD player. So, yeah.
I tell you what film that we watched years ago that I've not been able to find since. And it was a film called The McPherson Tapes. I don't know whether you remember that, or McPherson Tape, sorry. And it's almost like one of them Blair Witch Project ones where it was handheld and it was Thanksgiving. Do you remember this?
The shaky film, handheld. Yeah,
and it was Thanksgiving and there's like their documentary. And, you know, back in the day, you would actually film everything. Like we've got video, hours of video, yes. Haven't you? You film it. It was like one of them. But then all of a sudden there's this power cut. Do you remember? And they go and look and there's the, what do you call them, electric, you know, like where the electrics come in. Like a big place.
Like a power station.
Like a power...
Yeah, substation.
Like a substation. And they could see it like exploding and stuff. Do you remember? And then they start having this, what they think's an alien attacking. Do you remember? And they come rushing back to the house. And it's made as if it's real. Because they intercut between like interviewing
Who's
people. Like
it?
It's a documentary. No one famous. It was just this... Do you not remember it? We sat and watched it one night.
We should put links on our Patreon to all of these films. I can't even tell you the name.
We sat and watched it and we thought it was real until right at the end, right at the end it said, starring.
Really?
Do you not remember? Like, this family get attacked by this alien.
No.
Because a UFO's crashed. But they've made it look so real. And there's these people being interviewed on camera saying they're trying to, like, determine whether it's fake or not. Because there's, like, this, like, weird pixelation every time the aliens appear.
Dum, dum, dum.
But
loads of people, do you remember, back in the day, like, years ago, like, even before I was born, what was that? I'm thinking, War of the Worlds. People thought War of the Worlds was
when
real.
When they read it out on the radio, yeah.
Oh, that was real. You're in the McPherson tape.
I remember back when I started studying TV and film, I was in a lecture class once and this cracked me up. And I don't know why, obviously my sense of humour. But when video was first being projected into cinemas, no one had seen it before, not moving image. And the video, one of the videos was of a train coming towards the camera.
I've seen it.
People thought
it was coming to get
that it was coming towards them, and people started rushing out of the cinema trying to get out of the way because they thought this train was coming towards them.
I've seen that. Gosh.
But yeah, back then people thought would believe anything compared to nowadays.
Well, because I'd watched Interstellar and also, what had happened is I'd watched The Martian again because I love The Martian.
I think I've only seen that once.
Oh, it's brilliant. And so then I'd watched Interstellar because it was in that kind of whole vein of, and Interstellar had made that last an entire day as well. And then I thought, well, watch. And then, you know, it comes up on your streaming services, because you watch this, watch this.
Oh, yeah,
and Alien came up.
The original one.
The original Alien.
Yeah.
So I started watching that. Oh, Shane.
Well, we discussed ages ago, maybe like one of the early ones where me and Andy watched the remake. Have you seen the remake? Mm. It's almost like they've tried to replicate the first one, but modern day.
I've seen Alien before, and I thought, I've seen it, but it's been such a long time ago. Again, that raising of, you know, I couldn't have seen that in 30 years. And I remember watching it thinking, this is brilliant, brilliant. And I rewatched the start of Alien recently. And I've talked about this a couple of times at work, and people just look at me like I'm completely gone out going, what is she on about?
Most of the time.
But genuinely, nothing happens. And then I was talking to Matt about it, and Matt goes, well, that's the point. And then this big thing happens, and it's like the, and you just need to, well, basically, they're on some kind of space station. They've got up out of stasis wearing those weird nappy things with a cat. The cat annoyed me. Why did they need a cat? And did they ask the cat? The cat's in space. And then I had to mention the cat to somebody, and they said, oh, the cat was there. And I said, what happens when the rest of them are in stasis? And they said, oh, the cat was in stasis with them. She did not say the cat. And I said, no, so I was distracted by their nappies. So then they sit down and they have breakfast. Then they get a bit of a message going, oh, something's happening on something. So they go out onto this big thing where something's happening. At which point, I'm sat on the sofa, dog comes to sit on my knee like this, but she's like all in my face. I'm starting to fall asleep anyway, which is why I think the dog's come over for a cuddle anyway. So I couldn't say anything. I thought, I'm just going to stop watching this now. And that's it. That's as far as I got. And I just thought, oh, I'm not sure. But I think it's because I'd gone from watching Martian, one of my favourite films, to Interstellar, which I'd never seen all the way through before, and I'd really enjoyed it apart from the one bit that I didn't.
I can't believe it was so long until I watched it for the first time. Have you seen Interstellar?
No.
I probably watched it not that long ago. Like, I'm within the last year. Because it's like, not old now, but 10 years old or so,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't know Matt Damon was in Interstellar. So I'd just gone
randomly,
from Martin,
yes.
I know. And then he was a baddie.
Yeah, spoiler alert, yes.
I think Interstellar's been out a long time, I think. I think I was maybe the exception to have not had seen Interstellar
I hadn't. It was on my list for I still haven't seen Inception. I bought the DVD when I was in uni to watch. Still haven't to this day seen it.
Yeah, that's one of those ones. Have you ever watched Vanilla Sky? It's a bit like that. That at the end, you kind of. I think I know what happens at the end. I've worked out in my own mind what happens at the end of Vanilla Sky.
Well, it's like, what's the other one? I think it's all like linked, the same, maybe it was Christopher Nolan. The other, Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think I've seen that. I've seen the original Shutter Island.
Was it Shutter Island? Do you know what I'm on about? No. Spoiler alert, he's like a cop detective on this prison island.
Yeah, I think I've seen the original. I'm not sure I've seen that.
I don't know whether it was a remake or...
I thought it was, but I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Often am. Especially on this podcast. Have half of TikTok correcting me. I don't think I've got anything too wrong.
No, but I love films. I love films that really fuck with your mind, like Interstellar.
You'll enjoy Inception when you get round
to
putting
it
in your DVD player.
Well, we don't really watch DVDs anymore. I think we've got it on.
Do you know what?
I
bought a DVD player because I was renting out one of the houses as holiday lets. And you had this whole list of things that you were meant to provide, like 8 egg cups and, you know, this kind. And you had to tick it off to get like a certain city.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
like pre-Airbnb days where, you know, anything goes. So you used to, like, a ladle, tick it off, DVD player. So I had to go out, and it was And I went out to Tesco's to buy a DVD player and it was like 15 quid. I almost bypassed the whole of DVDs because everything again came onto streaming, didn't it? So yes. Quickly. And do you remember Netflix back in the day?
When you could get
when you used to get you could have a physical copy sent
through
the
post. Yeah,
really, really strange. So I bypassed DVDs entirely.
I don't often buy it. I'll buy it like, if it's 4K Blu-ray now, as a collector's thing, that's it.
I'm not that person.
Yeah, I do like...
What if you bought that? It'd be a collector's edition.
What do you reckon I bought?
Oh, it's bloody Lord of the Rings, isn't it?
Yeah, do you not remember? It was my early Christmas present to myself when I first started working with you.
PlayStation 5 or whatever it was.
It might have been the same year because I need something to play it on.
So this for your first year back in employment, yes. When suddenly, you know, there was money in your bank account.
I was like, ooh, money to spend. What can I spend it on?
Myself. I do remember the one day we'd gone over for coffee, Jericho. Hi. And we'd gone over the road and I remember suggesting that you maybe kept some of your money in the bank account, yes. And that it didn't all need to be spent.
Well, I am like that now. We have got some pennies in the bank, yes.
Good. And what did you write on your PlayStation 5?
To Shane, love from Santa. You weren't there that year, were you? It was Andy's mum and dad.
All of a sudden, Shane opens his present.
Who's this from? Andy's face was like a picture. Like...
But he'd done very well that year as well. I don't think he can complain, could he? Because you just come back from your honeymoon, so he had his boots and his...
No, that year, because obviously I started working again and we had extra pennies, he'd got his piano.
Yeah.
He'd had all his, like, music books. He probably had something else.
I remember him having a good year, so he couldn't get arsey about you having Santa bought yourself a PlayStation. I thought, oh, he's not missing out, is he?
No, he didn't miss out. No, that was a good year that year.
But if any pounders do have any films that you've watched as an adult and then you think are a bit screwed up, now you've watched them as an adult from watching them as a kid, or just your favourite films or favourite stories, or if you're like me and have your delayed gratification of spending several weeks watching one film, then...
I could not do that. Could not do that.
But when you... I can't not do it. When you find a good film... Like, Hidden Figures is one of my favourite films as well. The math girls at NASA who do all of the clever maths and they've got all these, like, men who are doing it and it's the girls. They used to call them the computers. Brilliant, brilliant film. Brilliant film. Like, even now, even having watched it probably 3 or 4 times, I'll delay gratification on that.
No, I can't. I just need to get to the end because I want to know the story.
Do you then watch it again, though? Would you watch it again straight after? Because I never do that.
I can't watch something. Once I've seen it, it'll have to be a good 2-3 years.
But do you think about, if I've watched a film which I just think is brilliant, like Interstellar, I couldn't stop thinking I've got something in my eye. So I'm not being properly icky. It's like this. I've got a dog and a fluffy cardigan and something in my eye. But I'll think about a film, it will sit with me for a good while. Or something that's really, really, really good on TV, like Broadchurch.
Never seen it. But I get what you mean, though. I'll think about it. Yeah. Like,
It'll sit with you, won't it? And you know a film's good when it sits with you.
We finished watching Adolescence.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes. I showed you a clip. Oh, I might have saved it. You know what I was saying about how good the... camera work and stuff was, and I said there was one point where it went like through a window. When did I save it? I don't know how I saved it on here.
But what did you think about the 4 episodes? Are almost separate story. It's the same story, but they just tell it from a different angle. It's so
just how it
good.
Affects different people. Isn't yes, it?
In their- that yeah. third one with the social worker lady and the boy just in the room
with a sandwich. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said after you got through 2, come and talk to me when we've
done
that.
That was a bit like, the boy is almost like multiple personalities, like things triggered it. And I was like...
And then you do think, actually, how much of that, is it him having been detained? how much of it is because of what happened to him and the bullying, how much of that is his person, and it's just, there's so many different layers to it. And it isn't just the messaging about adolescence and the incels and bullying. There's so many more layers to
Loads of layers in that
It's
show.
Absolutely incredible. And then the last one, it's just heartbreaking. Oh, the dad and the pain, and it's just, oh, it's awful.
Because I get how that dad would just...
And the birthday.
And the conversation, like, in the car.
Yeah.
Like, when he calls up.
Yeah.
Every little teeny bit.
Yeah.
And then how he just goes, sits in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And there's no one there.
Yeah. Awful, really awful. And the thing is, I think because when you watch something, you're always expecting, and everybody started talking about it before I watched it, saying how amazing it was. And you're almost, oh, all right, she's all right.
Oh, kisses. Oh.
Oh, my word. You're popular. You're popular. But I was expecting, you know, when he was denying it all.
Yeah.
I was expecting him not to have done it.
So was I. Mm. I think, you know, when you saw the CCTV footage of him doing it, I was like, oh, I bet it's someone else. And they've tried to, like...
Yeah.
I didn't know whether they'd got...
Yeah. So that's a twist on a twist on a twist. It's so good. But I and that sat with me for a long time. I kept thinking about, and I couldn't watch it all in one go. I had to,
there was
no delayed gratification with that. I had to sit and do it, but I couldn't watch it back to back. I had to.
No, we did two and then we did the other two, but that was just because of time.
I think I did two. I did the third and then I had to wait to do the fourth, I think. But I don't want, I want to watch it again, but I don't want
to
watch
it'll
it
have to be a while.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because it's so tough to watch, but then there are bits where it's easy to, I don't know, not easy to watch, but it's not what you think you are going to be watching. It's not as painful as you think it's going to be. And you, the last episode with the paint, that bit's awful.
Oh, yeah.
But then the whole birthday was fairly normal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was, even though you knew something awful had happened, it was almost them rebuilding their lives to a certain degree, because she was doing the brekkie and everything, and it's very good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But yes, Pounders, we need you to tell us your favourite TV shows, your favourite films, things that you shouldn't like that you do like.
I can try and remember what they're called. And if anybody can remember the Sarah Michelle Gellar film with the crab, where she makes things. I think she's a caterer. I want to say she's a caterer.
Was it like a Hallmarky type film? Like one of them?
No. It's a far better production quality than that. Oh. It was just, we really need to Google this. Google this and find out. But I for a long time I used to love that. I don't know what I'd like now. But no. But if anybody knows the title, they'd probably just Google Sarah Michelle Gellar films.
You'd probably look on Wikipedia and find it out.
Oh, no,
really
I'm sure I've done it before because I have searched. You know, when you do the, I've got Sky Glass, so you press the little thing.
Oh, well, you can search for the person and it comes up.
Yeah, or you can search for the actual title of the film and it comes up. I think lots of remotes do that these days, don't they? So.
And Alexa.
Oh, yeah, she'd be a good one to
watch. We don't use Alexa.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Alexa. I ask her everything. What the weather's going to be like.
Sometimes in the morning, so we've got that... Echo thing in the bedroom.
That's an Alexa, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but we don't really, all we get her to do is turn on the lights. On and off the lights, that's about it.
Oh.
And then maybe
my
what's
Alexa
the weather?
Tends to put Radio 4 on.
Because you are old.
Did I tell you? Probably it's and when my dad died, my car went on to Radio 4. And for ages and ages and ages, my dad was a big fan of Radio 4. And for the few days after he died, I couldn't get rid of Radio 4 on my car. I was being stupid, it turned out, in the end. And I don't think it was my dad's, like, sending messages from beyond the grave. And I think I was just being stupid, but I couldn't get Radio 4 off this. There's a whole story why I'd ended up buying this car. That's the one for another day. And I wasn't particularly au fait with this car. It was a second-hand car and stuff. And And yeah, couldn't get radio far off, and then worked out working. I was being stupid. My dad was not telling me messages. But ever since then, I've listened like religiously to like Radio 4. I'm a big fan of the Day Today programme. I think I could be a Radio 4 presenter. But they're doing so well these days.
They just don't need you yet.
No.
When the ratings start to plummet, then they'll bring you on.
No, I was really worried when Nick was leaving and a few other people leaving, and Michelle Hussein was leaving. I was getting really worried. But Emma Barnett, she has been brilliant, because she does like lots of woman's hour type of thing. She's got a podcast as well. Clearly not as good as ours. Hobbs. But she's so good. But she's one of these, like, what's the phrase? It's like a steel in a glove thing.
I thought you were supposed to be good at idioms.
What's it called? It's like a... It's like metal in a kid glove. It's like she has a very gentle approach. So she's being, like, sympathetic and stuff. She'll actually stop and pause in her speaking and say, I am sorry to hear that. She's very, very good like that. And then, but she's so good with politicians and she's got this kind of quite gentle approach. And then she'll just throw something in and they're not expecting it because she's so gentle in her approach. And she'll go, but could you answer the question? She'll go, well, that's clearly not the right answer, is it?
Yeah.
And she's so good at that takedown of, so good. I'm loving Emma Barnett.
I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
Like fangirling Emma Barnett. But no, Radio 4, I was a little bit worried about it. I love Justin as well. But yeah, Today programme, a favourite. And then like Evan on the drive home as well. So yeah.
Don't listen to the radio. You're a heart radio girl, aren't you?
I would listen to commercial radio, but I just don't like the DJs and just the way they talk. It's just so vacuous. Bear in mind,
yes,
we do this podcast. Awful though, isn't it?
This will sound really controversial. I know I've said it to you before, but it's like they're talking to commoners.
It's awful. It's just so vacuous what comes out of
them. I don't like it, yeah.
I can't listen to it.
I can't bear it. And all the music's the same. And it's been the same for about, I listened to it back when I lived in Norfolk.
Yep.
Awful. Cannot bear it.
No, I can't either. So, no, I like to listen to things that... Paper died today.
What?
Pope died this morning.
Oh, I did not know that.
7:35 this morning.
I've not looked at the news.
Yeah, Pope died.
Oh.
I think, controversially, he did too much over Easter. He wasn't well enough, was he? He did the whole thing. He had to see J.D. Vance, didn't he? J.D. Vance was there today, so I had to go and see him.
Oh.
It's a me over the edge.
Died or murdered. We can't put that on here.
Well, we could do... I did think about, we need to do an episode on conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do, actually.
I don't believe in it.
Do you? What, any?
Nope.
We'll discuss that. Shall we end this episode? Well, if you've got any... What are we talking about? Films.
Films.
So let us know of your films, TV shows, controversial films, TV shows.
Yes, or if you've got any other ideas for any other podcasts. Yay!
So, until next time...
From me, Louise.
And me, Shane.
And Tessie the dog.
And our guest, Lisa.
Bye!
Bye.